Okay. Today's daf is daf Dalet. Turn today's daf is Zeicha Nishmas. Etabas Yoshua, whose yahrzeit is this week? Okay.
Some Friday.
Etabas Yoshua, Shamash Shahab and Leah. Okay, so let's just remember where we are. We are discussing the Gemara sort of combines them as Koresh, Daryavish, and Atar Shasta, who the Gemara seems to combine a complaint into one king, which leads to the missing 166 years that go about. Mati doesn't want to talk about it.
Well,
there's a missing 166 years. Clear. There's missing.
Missing what?
166 years in the count of the Beis HaMikdash is missing, based on Chazal. There's a steer between Chazal's count and between historical account as to how many years the Beis HaMikdash stood. Right? Chazal have it for like 420, the second Beis HaMikdash, and historical accounts have it for 586 years. That's 166 years. 66 years is missing. So, a lot of ink spilled about that. But let's go with the Gemara. So, the Gemara is not trying to say, but that's even, that happens to be the side point. The main point was trying to figure out how you count, from where do you start counting the years for certain kings. So, we said for the Jewish kings, you start in Nisan. For the non-Jewish kings, you start in Tishrei. But we had a problem because this Koresh Daryavash was being counted in Nisan. So, we said, oh no, because he was a good king. So, we treated him like a Jewish king, we counted him in Nisan. But then we found another puzzle that says, wait, counting him for Tishrei. So then we said, oh, so what happened was he was good and then he was bad. So when he was good, we counted him like a Jewish king. When he was bad, we counted him like a regular non-Jewish king. And that's when we continued counting him like Tishrei. So the Gemara is going to ask now, well, how do you know that he turned? Where did he become hichmitz? He became vinegar. He soured. Where do you know that he soured? So that was the last line. So maskefor of kahana, umi hichmitz. Did Daryavash Koresh really sour? The Haksiv, look at the following thing that he wrote. This is a letter that Daryavash sent in the hands of Ezra to the Jews in Yehuda when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, which is difficult in itself because they already built the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Ezra. But Ezra's a couple years later. So, the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Ezra, Perek Vav, Uma chashchon uvenei sorin v'dichrin v'imrin la'alvonon la'eloh shemaya chimtin malach hamar mishach kimeimar kahanil di b'yushalayim lehevi misyahev lehom yom b'yom di lo shalom. Basically, what do you need? I'll give you b'nei bakar, elim, kvasim, chitin, melech, yayin, shemen. I'll give you all the things that you need for the Beis HaMikdash to bring up to Hashem. Whatever the Kohanim say in Yushalayim, it's given to you without delay. So see, it's a pretty good thing to say. That's pretty good. So why are you saying that he was hichmitz? So Amrlo Rabbi Yitzchak, so Yitzchak says back to Rabbi Kahana, Rabbi Mitunach, from what you're, just read the rest of the Pasuk. From what you're telling me, that's the proof that it was Hichmitz. How? The Pasuk continues, well, it's actually not the Pasuk continues, yeah, it's the next Pasuk. He says, De lehevon mehakriven nichochin le'eloh shmaya u'mitzalyin l'chayei malko v'nehei. You should be marked with these karbanos for Nachas Ruach to Hashem, and you should daven for the life of the king, meaning me, and my sons. So you see, it wasn't Lishma. It was just, he was giving all the stuff just for himself. So you see that he was Hichmitz. As far as I don't know if that's Hichmitz or not, that just means he's davening for himself, but still. But the Gemara says, even so, what's the big deal? Umanda Abed Haki, Lam Al Yusuhu? If someone does this, this isn't considered a good deal, a good thing, to give tzedaka and to give all these things on condition that you get, that you benefit? Bahatanya, we have a following brisa that says, HaOmer Sela Zol Tzedakah. If you say, I'm giving this Sela, I'm giving $100 to Tzedakah, and the purpose is, and B'shchus that's mitzvah, B'shvil Sheyu Banai, U'B'shvil She'ezkeh, B'shvil She'ichyu Banai, U'B'shvil She'ezkeh, Bo Lechai Yolam Havo, I'll raise it Tzadik Gomor. If you say, I'm going to give the Tzedakah, and the purpose of the Tzedakah is that my sons live, or that I'm considered, or that I'm going to, or I'm going to get Chai Yolam Havo, we consider him a Tzadik Gomor. So what's the Daryavash Koresh? He's given all those animals and all the needs for the korbanos, just, and he wants it to be a schus for him to benefit. That's a tzadik gomer. Why time that's considered hichmitz? Here the Gemara gives a difficult answer. He says, Lokasha, kam b'Yisrael, kam b'olei chachavim. Depends if you're Yisrael, or it depends if you're olei chachavim. Rashi says, kam b'Yisrael, he says, shelivo shel shemayim. Yisrael is livo shel shemayim. The imar in lo b'chayav, eno korolo teger. Let's say he gives it stuck on condition that he does that things, good things happen to him, but bad things happen to him. He's not going to lose his bitachon. He's not going to lose his munah. He's just going to say, whatever, I had aveiros. He's not going to have charata on what he gave. However, but if he doesn't get what he wants right away, then he's going to have, you know, charaka on what he gave, and therefore it's not considered a maila for an obi kachavim. Tosas points out right away. He says, well, what about they have the Mishnah in Avos that says, "Al tiyu kavodim v'sham shasaravim nas kavol pras." You're not supposed to be servants who want, you're supposed to do lishma without kavol pras. So Tosas says that's umas olam. Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Let's talk about umas olam. Let's talk about the goyim. So Pirkei Avos is specific talking about goyim, not goyim. Yeah, umas olam. I don't know.
Then he was not
he could have been a Yisrael who was over the Chavim, or maybe he wasn't Esther's son, or maybe it's a different Tayyavish. And I don't know if you saw yesterday, there's a Baal Mor on yesterday's Gemara who disagrees and says that Tayyavish is Tayyavish, Koresh is Koresh, Archatashta is Archatashta, and they're different Tayyavishes. There's Darius 1, there's Darius 2, there's Xerxes 1, there's Xerxes 2, there's Cyrus, there's Cyrus the Great. There's all different types, you know, if you go through it. The problem with the history is, with the Chazal's history, is that there seems to be, it may not necessarily talk about the history per se. It's talking about the seat of government. There was Koresh, there was Darius, and there was Xerxes, whatever it was. You don't have a clear understanding necessarily of who is who. I hope I'm not saying anything wrong, but I think it's pretty clear when the Chacham talk about it. In this pasuk, you're talking about Daryavish. This is talking about times of Ezra. It's years later, so I'm not sure, you know, who is who in the process. You don't want to say anything about the history.
I don't know.
Okay. So the Gemara is now going to say,
you know, it doesn't stand.
Well, we work into it anyway. Right, that's right. So we're trying to figure out that Daryavish Koresh was Hikmet. So that was number one, that he only gave the Karbanos Lishma, not Lishma. It was in order for him to benefit. Vibais Ema, or you can say, Minolim de Achmet. Where do we know that he soured? Diksev, because this is another, the letter that he sent to Ezra, with Ezra. He told him how to build the Mesa Migdosh. He said, Nidvachim den Evan Glala Klasa, ben Nidvach de Aichados. When you build it, you should build three rows of marble and one row of wood, and I'll pay for it. So why do you have to put one row of wood? So he says, if the Jews rebel, I'll light it. You see, he had the wood over there to be something to burn. Umar says, wait a second, that's how Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash. He says, "Atu Shlomo lo avid hachi." Didn't Shlomo build the base of the Mishnah also with three rows of marble and one row of wood? The Haksev says in Malachim Aleph, right? But even as a chotzer primes, shlosha turei gazes v'tor kirosos harazim, and one row of cedar wood. So that's the way Shlomo's also hichmitz because of that. That's how you build the base of Midrash. So Gemara says, "No, it was different." And this is not from the Pesukim. Shlomo avim milmalo, iyu avim ilmata. Shlomo put the wood on top, but Daryavish put the wood on the bottom. What does that mean? That means that if you burn the foundation, the whole thing collapses, right? Shlomo shake b'vinyana, he sort of buried it inside the building. Iyu lo shake b'vinyana, he left it sticking out so you can light it. You can ignite it. Shlomo's was covered. Shlomo sadye b'sida. Shlomo, I guess he put limestone over it. The iyu lo sadye b'sida, and Daryavish didn't. Right, Tosas points out. He says, "Lav mikrod darish el kabbalah ha'isam ipiyam." This was not learned out from the Pesukim. This is just a kabbalah that they had. That that's the way Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash. It's different as the way that Daryavish told them to build the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, Rav Yosef. That's answer number two. Rav Yosef, itema Rav Yitzchak minalon the hachmitz. How do you know that Daryavish Cyrus soured? Mehachla from here. This is a pasuk in Nechemya. Now these are the things that Nehemiah told the king, and he says, we saw this took him yesterday. He says, "Vayomer li amelech," and the king said to me, "V'hashegal yosheves etzlo," and the shegal, which we translated yesterday as probably as the princess, was sitting next to him. So he says, "My shegal, ama rabba barlima mishmei derav kalbusa." It was a dog. He had a dog in place of the king, in place of the queen, meaning he was using the dog for mishkan behema. So he soured. Which is interesting, though, because this is, we say that he soured later, but the psukim that we're bringing is when he started, right? So when was he good? If these psukim were brought down when he was hichmitz, these are the original psukim about talking about, at least the two that we brought down before, those are the original psukim that were talking about when he did good. And from there, so when was he ever good? All right, that's just, all right. So he says, Amar,
This is Nechemya. I'm talking about the other two psukim were the letters he originally sent to Ezra to help him build the Beis Hamikdash. So when was he bad? When was he good? If those are the psukim that he was bad. Okay.
So the Gemara says that Shegal is a dog. So now we're going to ask him that. Is Shegal really a dog? Elamayata Hadiksiv, this is when Daniel talks to Belshazzar. And he says, Va'almerei Shmaya Hisromamta Ulumanya Dibaisa Hayisiv Kadomach Va'ant Virav Ranach Shegal Toch. Here's a Shegal. Ulechenasach Chamer Shemahon. He talks about Adon Shemayim and the Kalim Beis HaMikdash I brought before you, and you and your ministers and your Shegal and your Pilakshim, you drink wine. So Shegal is amongst all the people that are drinking wine. Is the dog drink wine? So Gemara answers, lokasha, the mouth will live. Yeah, you train the dog to drink wine. The dog will drink. The dog will do tricks. So the dog will drink wine. You can have the dog. The dog could also drink wine. So that's not a pasuk. So that's not a kasha. So still say that Shegal is a dog. So Elameyata, now you're telling that Shegal is a dog. I have the following problem. This is in Tehillim, and this is talking about the praise given to Talmid Chachamim and Melech Mashiach the Nasud Lavo, and it says Binos Melachim Bikrosecha Nitzva. Belos Melachim are going to stand in your presence. Shegal Liyimincha Bikesem Ofir, and the Shegal will be on your right, but you know, adorned with this Ofir crown. Is going to be a dog? What does that mean? What's a dog doing here? The E Shegal Kabasahu Makam Avashal Nav Yisrael. If Shegal is a dog, why is it not? The dog is not usually a praised animal. So why are you praising it? The Shegal is going to be, what does it have to do with a dog here? Shegal means, you know, to be a prince or a princess. So Hachik Amar. So this is what the pasuk comes to teach us. Bischar Shechaviva Torah Yisrael Kishegal. Just in the reward that the Torah is so chav to Yisrael, just like the Shegal is chaviv. And I'm not sure what that means. I think Shegal means chaviv, that people who own dogs, they love their dogs. But it seems like, sort of short with Shegal somehow at the time was people loved to have Mishkav Behema with the Shegal. So I'm not sure which is going on. But just like the Shegal is beloved, if your Torah is beloved to you, like the Shegal is beloved to the others, Zichisem Nikos Kesem Ophir, then you'll be worthy of getting this Ophir crown. So Shegal still means a dog. Okay.
So I'm not very complimentary, comparison.
Yes. All right, the Eva is Ema.
Is strive for that?
I don't know. He's trying to answer his psukim. Shegal doesn't use typically mean a dog.
Shegal is never complimentary.
But Shegal is a princess. Right. So the Eva is Ema. We have Eva is Ema. Right. La'olam Shegal Malchusahi. Maybe we'll say, you know what? Forget, Shegal doesn't mean a dog. Shegal means a queen. And it always means a queen. But here is the exception where it means a dog. The Rabba Bar Lima. And Rabba Balimu, who said that we're talking about a dog over here, Gemara Gemirla. He had a Kabbalah, and this specific pasuk, Shegal here means a dog. V'amai karle Shegal. So why they call the dog a Shegal? Shehaisa chaviva lav kishegel. Because the dog was beloved to him like a princess, like his queen would be. Right? Inami shehoshiva bimkom Shegal. He put the dog instead of the queen. He put the dog up on a pedestal. Shegal means the queen, and Shegal means a dog in this instance. Whether Shegal means a dog all the time, or Shegal just means a dog in this instance, the Gemara is saying that Daryavish was Hichmit because he had the dog and did what he did with the dog.
So he had no queen.
He had no, or he had a queen, but he promoted the dog above the queen. Ibai's Ema, right? Ibai's Ema minolon da Achmit. They did the Persian. Kings did not treat the queen so well. I mean, they Vashti. I mean, was not treated. They weren't treated so well. So, what? The Ebi is Ema.
So his father had a beanie.
Right. His father was addicted to women, and Daryavish and the son, grandson, whatever the next woman was not. Depends who it is. I'm saying I don't know which Daryavish this is. Ebi is Ema minolam da Achmed. How do we know that he was? He soured mehacha from the following pasuk, because this is again. This is I guess it's another letter that he sent to Ezra, and it says ad kisaf kakrin meya. I'll give you up to 100 kikarin of kesef, v'ad chitin korim and up to 100 kor of chita, v'ad chamer bat meya, v'ad batim mishach meya, umelach de lo kisaf. Basically, puts a limit on how much he's going to give. So meyi kor lo kitusa. Originally, there was no limit. Whatever you need, I'll send. And now, hush to the kitusa. Now there's a limitation. So he's soured. We gave a limitation. Mor says, now this isn't a raya. This one they say is not a raya because Dilma Meikar lo Havikim Libikatusa, El Mafar Tokashan Meikara. Maybe originally they said, whatever you need. They didn't give him a little shopping list. Now later they gave him a shopping list. He says, okay, I'll fill a shopping list. It's whatever you need. So therefore that doesn't prove that he's soured. So Dilma Machvarta Meikara. So one of the other ones make more sense. Here there's no raya because maybe he just is responding to what they told him they needed. Okay. Now the Mishnah, go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned the different types of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah the Gemara said that Echa ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Regalim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is considered Rosh Hashanah for the Regalim, for the holidays. The Gemara says, Regalim be Echa ben Nisan. Why is Rosh Chodesh Nisan the beginning for the Regalim? There is no Regel on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, B'chamisha atzor ben Nisan. The Regel is on the 15th of Nisan. Not the 14th either. It's on the 15th of Nisan. So, Amar Rav Chizda says, this is what the Mishnah means. Regel shechal bo Rosh Hashanah Regalim. The Rosh Chodesh is in... Sorry. The Echa ben Nisan begins the month that where the Regel Shebo Rosh Hashanah Regalim. That Aleph Nisan begins the month in which the Regel, which is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, takes place. Someone who just say Tesvav Nisan. Okay. There seems to be a focus in the Mishnah on Rosh Chodesh.
Constant.
Even the way they quote Beis Shammai, and let's just say it's Rosh Chodesh, and Beis Hillel says it's Tu B'Shvat. There's a big focus on Rosh Chodesh in the Mishnah. So
why there is it? It's not the 15th. Here it's the first.
That's what I'm asking. Why they say the 15th? Why does it say the first if it's really the 15th?
And there.
It was there.
Like the
right, because I think however you can. That's my point. It seems that they want to mention Rosh Chodesh constantly. Like Rosh Chodesh is the focus. I don't know. So,
right, but that's a technical point. But that doesn't mean the first is the Rosh Hashanah. We're going to say right now that the purpose of this is for about the Acher, about delaying your karban. So if you go through three Rosh Chodesh Nisans, you still didn't violate about the Acher. You have to go through three regalim. So why are you saying Rosh Chodesh? It's only saying Rosh Chodesh. What?
Yeah.
It's a point to where they started to count from. Understood, but the real date is the Yantif.
But it
won't be the 22nd, 23rd. It won't be anything. But that doesn't mean we say that Sukkot begins on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei because that's when we do the new moon. Sukkot begins on Tesvav. But we're not counting. This isn't a count. This is we're setting a specific date as to when the Rosh Chodesh, when the Rosh Hashanah begins. The specific date of the Rosh Hashanah is Tesvav. The Mishnah is just using it. Is using Rosh Chodesh as a reference point, but that's not the date of the Rosh Hashanah.
Well, we said Rosh Hashanah. Where do you get that idea from?
They're using it. It works out well. You're doing Rosh Hashanah for is in Tishrei.
Because the Gemara says it's not the first in these. Because the Gemara says l'may nafkimina l'mekim only b'al ta'acher
for b'al ta'acher. B'al ta'acher comes about if you pass through three regalim.
Right.
Not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's three regalim. The Rosh Hashanah for the regalim is Pesach. Is the three regalim, not Aleph Nisan.
Says nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Linode lemekim lebal ta'acher. If somebody takes a neder to bring korbanos, if three yomim tovim passed, not three Rosh Chodesh, if three yomim tovim passed, and he violates bal ta'acher, and here we're saying that it has to go through an order: Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, because we're saying that this is the first. This is the first. And Rabbi Shimon and it goes according to Shita of Shimon Bar Yochai, the Sanya, because I have a brisa that says. Echad hanoder, the echad hamakdish. So it takes a neder and says, "I'm going to bring this money," or a makdish something for bedek abayis, or a marich. I bring an erekin, which is a set amount of money, right? Kevan she'avro lav shlosha regalim. If three regalim, three holidays pass, and he has not brought what he promised, over b'al ta'acher, he violates b'al ta'acher. Tanakhama says it's three holidays, whatever order you take the neder on Rosh Hashanah. So Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, you violate b'al ta'acher. Comes from Shimon Bar Yochai and says, Shimon Omer, Shlosher Gol and Kisidron. It has to be in order. V'chagamatzos Tchila. And Chagamatzos, or actually, right, has to be first. In other words, you have to buy it.
Rosh
Hashanah doesn't work. It's not.
No,
but it's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph, Pesach is Tesvav.
Agreed. But But if you say that it's just important to him, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and then as it comes back the other time, once it hits Pesach already, you're over Baal Kacha. So where the starting point would be, you shift it back 2 weeks, it's not a big deal, and then you're not over it.
But that's not the reference point for Baal Kacha.
That's right.
That's not 1 year.
No, the reference point for Baal Kacha is we get on Pesach.
Agreed.
Not Rosh Chodesh.
Agreed, it starts on Pesach. But if you hit the other Pesach, you're already over three. Now you're already
past. But it doesn't matter.
But if I brought the carbon, between Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, and Pesach, I didn't violate Baal Kacha.
Aleph Adar is the same as Aleph Nisan.
Aleph Nisan is not the reference point. It's not the reference point. Right, so Gemara says, "V'chein hayy Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer." Rav Shimon ben Yochai would say, "Regalim pamayim shlosha." Sometimes it takes to violate Baal Kacha. You can go through three regalim: pamayim arba, pamayim chamisha. Sometimes five. Ketzer, how would it be? Nadar lifnei Pesach. If I take the nadar before Pesach, so I have to have three yom tovim pass with Pesach being the first. So therefore, I take only after three regalim I violate. So then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot violate Baal Kacha. Then if I take the nadar lifnei Atzeres. Let's say I take the nether before Atzeres is Shavuos. Before Shavuos. So therefore I take before Shavuos. So then Shavuos passed. Sukkot passed. Doesn't count. Then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, that's when I violate. On the second Sukkot I violate because it's three, but Pesach has to be the first one, but Dafka in order. So sometimes it depends on when I take the nether to determine how many Yom Tovim have to pass in order for me to violate Baal Ta'acher. Right? Pamim Shlosha, Pamim Arba, Pamim Chamisha. Pesach has to be the first one. So the first one, it has to be in order. So if I take the nether before Sukkot.
Take the nether before Shavuos.
Okay, so then Shavuos is passes.
Right.
Sukkot, Pesach. Pesach. Right, Pesach starts to count. Then I go Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. Yeah, you get a pass because you only violate Baal Ta'acher if the three regalim go through over three regalim, Pesach being the first one. That's how it goes according to him. Right, and Lifnei Achag Arbon. If I take the neder before Sukkot, so then I Sukkot passes, that doesn't count. Now Pesach comes, starts the clock at Pesach, Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. The clock always starts by Pesach according to Shimon Bar Yochai. So Tana Rabbanon, now the Braisa is going to bring a whole bunch of things that have the concept of Baal Ta'acher. Number one, Chayavei Hadamim, someone who says, Demai Alai, I'm going to bring a certain amount of money. V'ha'irachim, V'ha'charamim, right, say this is going to be Chayim for Bedek Abayis. V'ha'akdeshos, and if you also Yichayim Chatos, V'ha'shamos, Olos, U'shlamim, Tzedakos, you make a neder to give tzedakah, right? U'maisros, if I'm mafresh, Maisar Rishon, or Maisar Sheni, or Maisar Ani, and I don't bring it up into Yerushalayim, Bechor, to bring a Bechor, U'maisar, the Maisar Behema, the Pesach, we're talking about Pesach, what do you mean Pesach? What about Ta'acher? If I had to bring Pesach on Pesach, what about Ta'acher is there? U'Pesach, and the same thing, Leket Shechon Peah, my Leket Shechon Peah, I don't give to the Ani. What's like a shikha pay about the acher? So there's dropping on the field. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. So Kevan Sha'avru Aleim Shlosh Regalim, since if three regalim passed, over about the acher. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shlosh Regalim Kisidron, the Chagamatzos M'tchila. It has to be three in a row with Chagamatzos starting. So you get a pass, the clock starts only by Pesach. Rabbi Meir Omer Meir says, no. Kevan Sha'avru Aleim Regal Achad over about the acher. Meir says one regal. You just violate one regal, you don't bring it with you, that's about the acher. Rabbi, there are five shitas. That's shita number three. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kevan Sha'avru Aleihen Shnei Regalim. It's two regalim. It doesn't matter what order. Two regalim, you violate Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kevan Sha'avru Aleihen Chag HaSukkos, Avru Aleihen Baal Ta'acher. The whole thing is set on Sukkos. If the Sukkos passes, you violate Baal Ta'acher. Five shitas. Five shitas. Shita number one, any three in a row. Shita number two, three in a row starting with Pesach. Shita number three, one. Shita number four, two. Shita number five, Sukkos. Those are the five shitas. Gemara's now going to go through and discuss each of those shitas. So my time of the Tanakhama. What's the svar of the Tanakhama who says that Baal Ta'acher is when you go over past three regalim, you don't fulfill your promise, three regalim, whatever order. You make the net there before Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. Make the net before Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos. Doesn't matter what order, three in a row. What's the reason? Comes from the following psukim. Okay, so just go. But just remember the psukim. There's a pasuk in the Torah in Devarim that says, "Right, Shamor is Cholish Aviv of Sees the Pesach LaShem Lokecha." That's in Devarim Tezayin. Then it says in the same parsha, "Vasis the Chag HaShavuos LaShem Lokecha." So that Pesach and Shavuos. Then it says,
Then it says Chagas Sukkos Taseh Lecha Shivas Yomim. So
already mentioned Pesach,
Sukkos, Shavuos, and Sukkos. At the end of that parsha, it recaps and says Shalosh Pamim Barshana Yer Eikol Zechorcha Es Pnei Shem Kachav Makom Hashem Yichar VeChagamatzos Chagas Shavuos VeChagas Sukkos Lo Yer Es Pnei Hashem Yichar. It summarizes and repeats all the three Yom Tovim again. The assumption is that's unnecessary because we just mentioned the three. It should have just said at these three junctures in time you should come to Hashem. Don't come empty-handed. Why is it mentioned the holidays again? That's the drasha that they're going to be focusing on. So the Gemara says, "Michti minayu solik." We already mentioned shalosh pamim b'shana. We already mentioned it three times. Lama leila meheder u'michtov. Why go back and repeat and say chagamatzus, chagashulos, chagasukus? Right, lawyer epnei reklam. Why is it repeat again? Shema minah comes to teach you lebal ta'acher. It comes to teach us about bal ta'acher that these three regalim are the time, the set time that for the clock to tick for violations of bal ta'acher. So that's Tanakama. Three regalim. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein od sarich lomar chag hasuko shabo dibur akasuv. V'lama ne'amar lomar sheze achron. He says, the other two, I understand why you can write it. But Chag HaSukkos, the pasuk is talking about Sukkos. And then you mention Sukkos again. So why is Sukkos mentioned again? Yeah, we're talking about Ta'achar, but Sukkos is mentioned again because it's the last one. Meaning Pesach is the first one. In order to violate, the clock starts only at Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. That's sheet number one and sheet number two. Now comes Rabbi Meir, who says that you violate Baal Ta'achar if one yontif, one regel, passes. So you see, he learns it up from a different pasuk. Dichsiv, there's a pasuk in Devarim again in Yud Beis. The pasuk says, "Ki el ha-makom ha-sheichar shemakechem mekol shidchem asum shemosham l'shkeno tidrashu." Oh, pasuk continues, "Uvasa shama," and you'll come there. "Veheivesa shama," and then you'll bring what you're supposed to bring. Olo seichem zibchechem asro seichem chumasiyechem nidrechem voseichem. Everything. The rest of the pasuk is what's crucial. The rest of the pasuk, I love the vegomers. The rest of the vegomers, oftentimes the most important part of the limud. So he says you have to bring all these things, ubasa shama, veheveisim, everything. When you come there, you have to bring everything you promised to give. That's only one time. As soon as you get there, you're supposed to bring everything. So the Gemara, if you don't bring it, you violate. So Rabban say, no, there's a difference. Rabban, interesting. Rabban Hakam, Rabban and I guess Rabbi Shimon also, who don't learn from this pasuk. Why don't they learn from this pasuk? They can say this pasuk is not teaching me anything about ta'acher. It's teaching me about that there's an isra say to not bring your kabbalas. But about ta'acher, the law, you violate later. He splits it up. And he said, Rabbanon Hahula Asay, and that's only for the Asay. That there's a mitzvah Asay to bring your kabanos on the regular Rishon that comes up after you make your ned there. When do you violate Baal Ta'acher? That's only after three rebellion, depending on the order for each of them. So Rabbi Meir, wait a second, maybe he's right. Maybe this is only.
No Asay, what say he takes the ned there in
when you get there, when you have to be there. There's a mitzvah to bring it, but there's no Isser Asay until you.
The Asay can't be before the Yom Tov Shur.
No, the Asay. You violate the. There's an Isser Asay only when you had a chiyuv to go and you didn't bring it. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. It's an Isser Asay, I would say. Rav Meir, how come you learning out the concept of Baal Ta'acher from here? So Rav Meir says, "Kevin to Amli Rachman and Icy, but I say Mele Kamli be Baal Ta'acher." If the Torah tells you to bring and you didn't bring, then you violated Baal Ta'acher. That's a low such a but. If the Torah says this is the time period where you're supposed to bring it and you didn't bring it, that's a law. You're supposed to bring it and you didn't bring it. That's sheet number three. Sheet number four was Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, who says two regalim. So he says, "My time. Well, why does he say two regalim?" The Chsiv, because this is in the parshas of the Musafim. This is a different pasuk. He learns that this is in Bamidbar, in Pinchas. It says, "Eile tasu Hashem mo'odeichem." This is what you have to bring to Hashem on your holidays, mo'odeichem. You have to bring all these korbanos Musaf, levad, including nidreichem, nidvoseichem, aloseichem, nidchoseichem, nischeichem, lishamechem. It's not like in the pasuk. So you have to bring the Musaf plus all the other things you promised to bring. When do you have to bring those? On mo'odeichem. What's the minimum? What's mo'adechem? On your holidays, the minimum holidays is two. That's how he learns. Umiyut mo'adim shnayim. Therefore, so the Baal Ta'acher is only after two. But they're coming. They're all different psukim from different. Everyone has to explain why they don't learn it from the other pasuk. The guard doesn't go all the way through. Rabbanon. So Rabbanon, wait a second. Rabbanon who learned Baal Ta'acher from the other pasuk of Chagamat, the repeat of Chagamatzis, Chagashuos, Chagashuos, Chagasukos. What did they learn from Elu, Ela Tasu Hashem Modechem? And you have to bring also in the Drechem, the Modechem. That teaches only two. That teaches only two regalim have to pass in order to violate Baal Ta'acher. So they say, the Rabbanan Ahu Lichi the Rabbi Yonah. They learn out here for Rabbi Yonah. The Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah says that the Pasuk of Ela Tasu Hashem Modechem makes a hekesh kol hamoadim kulam, that is a hekesh between all the moadim and Rosh Chodesh, Zelazeh, to teach us shekulam milchaprim al tumas mitos mekadoshav, that all of the seirei chatas that are brought on the moadim, their kapara is what? Their kapara is for those who violated and entered the Beis HaMidrash while in a tameh status, and they ate kachim. Right? Either a tameh who comes into the mikdash, or a tar who eats kachim that are tameh. So just like the story of Rosh Chodesh milchaprim on the slate, so to all the Seiri Musaf of all the other holidays on Mechaper on that faith has nothing to do with Baal Ta'acher. Okay. What about Levam and Rechem and Yosechem and the rest of the Pasuk? I don't know. Okay. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, my taima, right? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says that his svar is that you only violate Baal Ta'acher after Sukkos. Meaning if I take the Neder before Pesach, wait till after Sukkos. Take the Neder before Shavuos, after Sukkos. Take the Neder before Sukkos, after Sukkos. Sukkos is the key point according to Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon, my taima, the Sanya, we learn in the following Brisa. Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon Omer, we're going back to the original Pasuk, of Shalosh Pa'im, Shana Yireh Kol Zivchaz, Pnei Hashem, Lekech, Mekom Hashem Yichar, Bechag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, and we say that's redundant, because we're already talking about those in that Parsha. So Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon says, Lo Yomar Chag HaSukkos, Shebo Diber Kasuf. The pasuk could have said Chag HaMatzis and Chag HaShavuos. I understand, but it shouldn't have said Chag HaSukkos because that pasuk is talking about Chag HaSukkos. Why is Chag HaSukkos repeated? Chag HaSukkos is repeated because Lo Yomer Chag HaSukkos Bokos Midaber Lama Nemar Lo Mashazek Gorim, to teach me that this is the holiday that's the determinant. It's Chag HaSukkos. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon himself learn it out from the redundancy of Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Rabbi Meir learns it out, for the Pasuk says, Uvasa Shama Vesem Shama. And Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov learns it out from the Pasuk of Elo Tashu L'Hashem B'Moadecha. Okay, three different psukim. So now, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, those are the two who do not learn it out from the redundancy of Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Why not? What do they lose? Why not? Hi, Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, my Dorshuve. What are they Dorish for that Pasuk? If that pasuk that three of the Tanaim are using as the Drosh of Baal Ta'acher, one that teaches has to be Pesach goes first, one teaches any order, one teaches that Sukkos is determined, but nevertheless they're all using the same pasuk, and Remeir and Belozer Yaakov are not using that pasuk. So what do they use that pasuk for? So he says, Mibayin Luhu Lichin Rabbi Lazar, Amr Rabbi Oshia. They need it for the Svara that Rabbi Lazar said in the name of Oshia. The Amr Rabbi Lazar, Amr Rabbi Oshia, Minayin La'atzeres. How do you know that Tzeres? Tzeres in Talmudic language is Shavuos. How do we know that Atzeres, sheyesh lo tashlumim chashiva? How do you know that Atzeres, which is only a one-day holiday, still has tashlumim, you can still have a makeup period for bringing the carbon for 7 days? How do you know you can do it for 7 days? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Mekish Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaMatzos, there's a hekesh between Shavuos and Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos, sheyesh lo tashlumim chashiva, just like Matzos, Chag HaMatzos has tashlumim all 7 days, if they didn't bring the carbon, whatever, the carbon chagig, I believe. Right? The Olas Re'iyah, the Shamech Hagiga, if I don't bring that on the first day, I have 7 days or 7 days to bring it. So to on Shavuos, if I don't bring my Olas Re'iyah or my Korban Hagiga on the first day, I have 7 days, even though it's not Yontif anymore, that's the finish, I can bring it for those 7 days. The Gemara says, wait a second. So you're being Makashit to Pesach, it's in the Pasuk. Why don't you make the Hekesh to Sukkos, it's in the Pasuk, and Sukkos, you have 8 days to bring it. The Lekesh Chag HaSukkos, Ma'la Halam Shmona, because Shmina Tzeres is included in the Tashlumin. So Ma'la Halam Shmona, Avkan Shmona. So too, by Shavuos, you would have 8 days. Why are you taking the lesser number? Take the higher number. So the Gemara says, no, Shmini regular Neyatzerhu. Original Havamina is to say that no, there is no Tashlum by Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is its own separate holiday. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Shmini Atzeres is its own separate holiday, Legabe, Pesher, Keshev, which is the things we claim across a few times. For these six items, Shmini Atzeres consider regular Neyatzerhu, which is Pious Man, Rega, Korban, Shir, and Bracha. These six things, Machlokas, Rashi, Tosos. We've seen that in the Gemara in Yoma. We've seen it in the Gemara in Sukkah. What's pious? Pious means that he has to have its own separate lottery. Zman, Machlokas will say that Zman means that you have to make a Shechianu. Regel Atzmo, because you have to say its own name. Shmini, however, whatever Lashon you say, that's the Regel. Karban, it had its own Karban. Shear, they had their own shear. And Bracha was talking about the Bracha of the king, I think.
Yes.
Okay. So that's why, so it has these six things. But Lagape Tashlumin, it's still part of Sukkot. So Abal Le'in Tashlumim, Divrei HaKol Tashlumin, the reason who, everyone agrees that you can do Tashlumin for your Chagiga on Sukkot, you can bring it on Shmini Atzeres if you didn't bring it. So the question still stands, why if you make it to Pesach and have 7 days Tashlumin, you make it to Sukkot and have 8 days of Tashlumin? So the Gemara is, right, so let's read, right, Divrei HaKol Tashlumin, the reason who, the Tanakh, because you have the Mishnah Chagiga, Mi Shelo Chag Yontov HaRishon Shel Chag, if you didn't bring your Korban Chagiga the first day of Yontov Chag, Chogig es kol haregel v'yontav achron shel chag. You can bring the korban chagiga all the days of Sukkot and on the last day of Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara is, so the question is, why don't you compare it to Sukkot and compare it to Pesach instead? Our answer is tefastam ruba lo tefasta tefastam miyut tefasta. When you have a choice of trying to compare it to something that's a larger number and a small number, you always take the small. It's safer.
Compared to Shavuos, it's even less.
It is Shavuos. You can't compare it to itself. It is Shavuos. Okay. So Ella, so now the Gemara is going to say, okay, so according to this, if we're making the Hekish between Shavuos to Pesach, so just like Pesach, you have Tashlumin for 7 days, so too on Shavuos now you have a Tashlumin for 7 days, so what's the Halacha that you're learning out from the fact that it actually mentions Sukkos? We're not learning anything for Sukkos. We're learning Pesach, you have Tashlumin for 7 days, just like Pesach has Tashlumin for 7 days, so too Shavuos has Tashlumin for 7 days, but the Pasuk also mentions Sukkos. So what is the according to this man that we're learning Sukkos? According to our other man, we're learning Sukkos for Baal Ta'acher. But he's not learning it for Baal Ta'acher. So what are we learning? What does Sukkos come to teach us here? So Ella Lamai Hilchus Kasi Rachman Chag Sukkos. Why does the Torah write Chag Sukkos? La Akishuye the Chag Matzos. Sukkos is now being learned also a Hekesh from Chag Matzos. And to teach us, we'll just do three lines of an Aleph. Ma Chag Matzos Ta'on Lina. Ah Chag Sukkos Ta'on Lina. Just like when it comes to Pesach, you have to sleep over the first night until the next morning after you bought your karban. You have to lean up, not that you have to leave over the karban, that you, the individual, has to sleep in your Yerushalayim, you have to sleep in the hotel, but it's the next business, besides the rain and heat. Af Chag HaSukkos ta'un lina. So too, Chag HaSukkos has to have lina, you have to sleep over that one night. How do we know in Pesach that you have to sleep over that one night? The Iksiv, because it says, by Chag HaPesach, upanisa baboker, v'alach lo alecha. In the morning you can get up and go back to your tent. Meaning you have to sleep over that night. So we have this pasuk, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. According to the Manda Amr, who does not learn Baal Ta'acher from there, they say from this pasuk, we're making a Hekesh, number one, Pesach to Shavuos, that you have 7 days for Tashlumin. Number two, there's a Hekesh Pesach to Sukkos that you have to sleep over. Now, according to the other Manda Amrim, you're learning from this pasuk the concept of Baal Ta'acher. One Manda Amr says Baal Ta'acher is any three. One Manda Amr says Baal Ta'acher is with Pesach as your starting point, and one mandamer says once you pass Sukkos, that's when you violate Baal Ta'acher. Okay, tomorrow the Gemara is going to say, according to the Manda Amar who says that there is Tashlumim, according to the other Manda Amar who learned out that Baal Ta'acher in this pasuk, how do they know that there's Tashlumim Kol Shiva for Shavuos if they're not learning that pasuk for that purpose? Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day. Okay, we learned today's daf, Zeicha Nishmas. Etabas, Yoshua, Mishamash, and Havanaliah.